Pressing in, crossing over. Pressing in, crossing over. We need to press in to cross over. If you don't press in, you don't cross over. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 19. Paul was writing this letter. And he says, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills. And I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. Everyone say power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what? Power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod or in love and the spirit of gentleness? The kingdom of God is not in word. This is a lot of people got a lot of words. I mean, there are people who even quote scriptures with no power. There's a difference in power. The eternal power of God is called supernatural. Everyone say supernatural power. It's above natural. Let me share something with you, and sometimes we take it for granted and don't even realize it. You couldn't be here without the supernatural power of God causing you to be here. You couldn't repent without the supernatural power of God. See, the natural power of man doesn't do that. The supernatural power of God causes you to pray in tongues. The natural man, or the nature of man, cannot do that. Does everybody get it? So we got to begin to recognize more of the supernatural power that is in us, through us, and influencing us, and drawing us and guiding us. And get our eyes off of the natural, because that's what the Word is always telling us. That's what God was always trying to tell us. Get ourselves off the eyes of the temporary and get us on the eternal. Amen? The kingdom of God is supernatural power, not natural power. 2 Corinthians 4, 7. For we have what? This treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us. Oh, hallelujah. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Supernatural power in earthen vessels. Not the power of the natural, the power of God, which is the supernatural. And everybody get it? Supernatural power in earthen vessels supersedes the natural power of the flesh. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the what? Inner man. That's supernatural power, isn't it? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. What's he talking about? Supernatural power of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The power that works in us is eternal power. The power of the world is money. Does everybody hear that? The power of the world is what? Money. The power of heaven is the presence of God. There's difference. That's why there's a lot of powerful people who have a lot of money. Amen? But they don't have supernatural power. So the enemy's ploy is to cause people to drift to gain more money because they believe more money is going to free them. I mean, God doesn't want us in debt, you know. But many people seek money and puts them in bondage anyways. So the world, I mean, I used to say that BC before I was a believer. I'd say, get the money, then you get the power, you know, because that's how the world thinks. Money, power. We didn't think about supernatural power. Hello. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. That say, finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickeries of the devil. So we need supernatural power to come against the power of darkness. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So you can't put on the full armor of God without the supernatural power of God. Does everybody understand that? Those desires don't come from the flesh, they come from the power of God. His presence. It's called the anointing. He said, the power of his might, supernatural, not natural. Again, natural power is usually money. That's why people are called powerful. That person's powerful. Why? Because they got a lot of money. Well, that's baloney. Do they overcome sin? Do they overcome temptation? Are they forgivers? Are they blessers? Are they givers? Are they consistent? See, you can't be consistent without the power of God, but you've got to cooperate with God to receive the power and maintain the power of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. I mean, there's a power struggle in the world, isn't there? There's a power struggle in every country. There's a power struggle in you, in me, in humanity. Verse 9, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might. Is that natural power or supernatural? Supernatural. According to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Wow. He has delivered us from the power of what? Darkness. And conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over the creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and what? And for him. He delivered us from the power of darkness with the power of light. Amen? Because light always overtakes darkness. You might have heard this testimony before that I was driving home one time and I saw this guy trying to put a fire out in a truck. It was a pickup truck, man. The flames were going. And I had some, I carried gallons of water in the back of the limo I had, the 46 Chrysler limo, just in case I needed water for something or whatever. And so I opened up the back door. I couldn't get the back door open. It was locked. I'm trying. I'm wasting time. And the Lord said, what are you doing? He says, use the power I've given you. And I stopped. And I went over to this truck that was on fire. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you fire depart in Jesus' name. That fire went, and the guy was standing there watching me. Because he had one of those drinking jugs he was trying to throw on there and everything. And it wasn't putting out that fire. And that guy looked at me and he was like, his jaw dropped. I didn't say a word. I just got back in the limo and took off. I said, Lord, it was awesome. He says, use what I've given you. When you use what I give you, I'll give you more. So many times we don't realize what we have. Does everybody get it? We don't realize it. That's why the word says he's in us is what? Greater than he's in the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the what? Power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the what? In the last days. So again, your cooperation with the Spirit is manifesting faith, and God is releasing power. Is everybody okay? Don't we need the power to overcome? We are kept by the power of God. The eternal supernatural power surrounds us, upkeeps us, upholds us, guides us. Leviticus 26, verse 18. The Lord said to them, after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your what? Power. See, everything has power behind it. There isn't anything that doesn't have power behind it. Your will has power. You have the power to choose. Amen. But the whole thing is, what is influencing us? What power is influencing? Is it supernatural power or natural power? The natural power of the flesh. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Why? Because they didn't obey. Disobedience. Hello. Well, disobedience is so known as pride. In Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and what? Life are in the power of the tongue. So if you don't speak, that means that the power of the flesh. Is everybody listening? If you're not speaking the words of God, amen, if you're not submitting to the things of God, that means the power of your flesh is more powerful. You're yielding to the power of the flesh instead of the power of Christ. See, what you yield to is what will be expressed. Amen? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Hallelujah. Death and life and the power of the tongue. There is power behind everything. It is natural or supernatural. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus assembled with them, walked through a wall and said, hello, I'm here. They freaked out. He interrupted their dinner, I think. And then he said, but you shall receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. So can you be a witness of God with natural power? No, it must be supernatural. That's what makes us different. We are walking in the supernatural power of God Almighty. It's called the anointing. Amen? Receive power to what? Combat. To battle, to fight. What are we fighting? The natural forces of evil. And the natural forces of nature. And the natural emotional forces of deception. I'm going to say that again. What are we fighting? We are in combat. God, Jesus has given us power to combat against the natural forces of evil. The natural forces of nature. Remember, Jesus calmed the winds, calmed the sea, didn't he? Heck, I put out a fire. Not I did, but in the name of Jesus, it went out. And the natural emotional forces of deception, they're emotional. We have the power over them. How many times have you been made a choice by how you feel? How many times have you expressed how you felt? Grumbling and complaining. There's power behind those words. And what you speak is what you eat. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 6 and 7. Therefore I remind you to what? Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. What is that gift? Supernatural power. So you got to stir it up. Amen? You got to stir yourself up, man. What? To connect. Hallelujah. Verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? Power, love, and a sound mind. But if you're not cooperating to stir it up, that ain't happening. Fear will always move you out of position. Why? Because it's an emotional effect. Although it can freeze you. I've seen many animals get in front of my headlights and get froze. Then you got to slam on the brakes and get off the road or whatever. You know, especially those squirrels. They don't know which direction to go, man. They get in front of you. It's like, man, you got to like direct them. No, don't go that way. Stir up power, love, and sound mind. Hebrews 1, verse 1. God at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And being the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has a better inheritance, obtained more excellent name than they. Wow. Upholding all things by the words of his power. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the what? The word of God is living and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The word of God is living and powerful. When spoken, after it is spoken, those words are held by his power. Does everybody get it? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And his divine power has given to us all things. Wow, that's phenomenal. That pertain to what? Life and godliness. So are we lacking anything? No. Now, when you're walking in the power of Christ. Through the knowledge of him who called us by the glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, which is supernatural, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we have divine power given to us. As we are born of the Spirit. Now again, the divine nature is supernatural power, backed by divine love. Amen. Not deception. Not deception. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, verse 24. And Jesus said to his disciples, what? If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You cannot, without the power of God, deny yourself, because yourself is flesh. It's impossible. You must be walking in the Spirit with the supernatural power of God Almighty. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. That's the natural power. But whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? How's he going to gain the whole world? Through money. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And I'm going to close 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Likewise, you younger people. Submit. Oh, man, it takes supernatural power to submit, you know. Because you got to deny yourself so you can submit. Submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. That means respectful to one another. And be clothed with what? Humility, humbleness. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may what? Exalt you in due time. Casting your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Listen, it takes supernatural power to cast your cares upon him. The world wants it. They're in survival mode. We're in surrender mode. It's two different things. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. It takes power, doesn't it? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one. Amen. Never think you're the only one going through what you're going through. You know, we want to come out of the area of humanity, the tradition of humanity, which is natural power, and walk in supernatural power as offsprings of God Almighty. Amen? So he's given us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to follow. He says, don't entangle yourself in the affairs of this world. We trust, rest, and wait. The world can't do that. They're do, 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 and hurry, hurry, hurry. And it's me, myself, and I. We're not looking to build our own kingdom. We're building Christ's kingdom. We labor unto the Lord, not unto ourselves. Amen? Does everybody understand that there's a difference? We walk in supernatural power if you're cooperating. But you got to cooperate. or you won't. Say, that's why we praise and worship. What are we doing? We're getting filled with oil to light the fire. No oil, no fire. The more you miss worshiping the Lord, the weaker you get. And if you're a person that's still half mass, you're still dead. Well, you're still dead to the Spirit of God. But you're alive to yourself. Amen. You still look like a cactus. Hello? We surrender. Not survival. Surrender. It takes power. Without power, we can't do it. We've got to have the power of Christ. It's the anointing. The anointing is the eternal power, truth, amen, and presence of God Almighty. It's the anointing. God has granted us. It is a gift. It's called the Holy Spirit. How can we deny that and reject it and not cooperate with it? We have no excuse. We have the power to choose the right thing. Amen? You also have the power to choose the wrong thing. But it's the wrong power, isn't it? Praise God. So, Lord, we thank you for the supernatural power that you've granted us. That's why Jesus paid the price. He came to bring us power. That's called the sword of the Spirit. That we may overcome temptation, that we may overcome the enemy, that we may resist, that we may battle against these things and take dominion. Far be it that we should consider it as a carnal thing, not a supernatural thing. It is a gift from our Father to his children that we may be more than conquerors and bring glory to the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.